It's time to talk tech now, and lots of people are concerned about the news of a third wave of COVID-19 hitting South Africa. What you might not know is that the Department of Health has an app called the COVID Alert app. In South Africa, the app works by reading the information of other devices near you to notify and inform you if you've been near somebody that's tested positive for COVID-19. It sounds excellent, but the comments section of the app indicate otherwise. It's developed a bit of a bad reputation, but don't let those comments fool you. Here to shed light on the app's efficiency is Jan Vermeulen, the editor-at-large for mybroadband.co.za. Jan, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us. I personally don't have the app, so if you could just run us through how it works.
Good afternoon. Yes, sure thing. And it's a pity. It's a very odd state of affairs for me to be here defending something our government did. I'm usually quite a staunch critic, but in this case, the negativity around the app is unjustified. There's a lot of concerns over privacy, the privacy implications. People are like, no, I'm not going to install anything from the government on my phone for fear of them spying on me, and how are they able to get my location information and so on. And so, yes, let's talk a little bit about how this app works. So firstly, when you install the app, you'll see if you use a modern smartphone, you are always prompted with a list of permissions that the app requests. This app requests fewer permissions than a favorite app of everybody in South Africa, Eskom Sepush. I think we all use that app. And Eskom Sepush requires more permissions than the COVID Alert app does. And the reason the COVID Alert app is able to do that is because it doesn't actually physically track your location. What it does, and the reason the app was built in the way it was, so firstly, the app is exclusive to a single government agency per country, and you have to get special permission from Google and Apple to have access to the underlying software, the API it's called, in your phone to build an app like this. So Apple and Google have to give you special access and special permission to do an app like this, and there's only one per country. So this is the only official COVID Alert app in the country. And the reason is because they wanted to make sure that the whatever system is built is privacy respecting. Curiously enough, reputation of Google aside, them and Apple together in this have really done something quite good in trying to ensure that people's privacy is respected. And so all that happens is your phone exchanges Bluetooth beacons with other phones nearby it. So it never connects to the internet except to check if you have been potentially exposed. But it doesn't actually connect to the internet and upload your location to a central server. All it does is it exchanges Bluetooth beacons with the people around you. And if you are exposed to COVID, then you can go into the app. You will get a special PIN code from whichever lab you get your diagnosis from. And then you upload the special cryptographic beacons, little parcels of information generated on your phone. Those are then uploaded to a server in such a way that they can never be traced back to you. They're completely anonymous. And those packages are then sent down to everybody else to check if they have received the same packet, the same cryptographic beacon from someone else. And so in that way, Bluetooth has maybe got a 5 meter or 10 meter range. And in that way, if someone's tested positive and they've uploaded their beacons, and then now those beacons get downloaded onto everybody else's phone, that way that lets you check to see if you've been close to someone in the last 2 week period that has tested positive for COVID. That's the sum total of what the app does. It does not track your location on a real time basis. Okay. And in fact, Apple and Google have been criticized by world governments for making a system that's so restrictive because it's not actually useful for contact tracing. And so this used to be called a contact tracing app, but they had to change the name. Because scientists said, this isn't contact tracing, this is barely exposure notification. And so they've changed the the app's name to be about exposure notification, exposure alert, rather than contact tracing. And so if people should honestly be more concerned about Facebook on their phones rather than this COVID alert app, because really a lot of effort has gone into assure people that their privacy is respected with this application.
So, yeah, and by all accounts, from what you're saying, it works very well. Why then is it getting the poor user reviews?
So there's been a lot of misinformation and disinformation, and I'm sorry to name call here, but you know, or to name and shame here, but you know, very prominent people in South Africa, including the Kiffness, who then went out on Twitter and you know tweeted, you know, he basically, you know, he's super suspicious of this and he won't install it, and that kind of negativity took root. But it's not just the Kiffness. I think he was representing a general sentiment amongst South Africans who just have a distrust of our government. And this shows you the terrible impact that the last 10 years of corruption have had in South Africa, is that, you know, when the government needs people to trust them, to lead them through a difficult time, if that trust has been broken, then now you can't lead. And so we sit in a situation where we have a very useful electronic tool to help us manage COVID exposure in the country, and no one is using it because of mistrust of our government. And so also to set people at ease, like, yeah, Jan, but you know, who are you? You're just a technology journalist, and even though I'm a qualified computer engineer, you don't have to take my word for it. This app has been examined by a hacker who specializes in picking apart apps for secretly snooping on you. Like, he looked at LinkedIn and TikTok's apps and all that stuff to see what they were doing. He or she was sent this app. And they looked at it and they said, this is the most boring thing I've ever had to look at in my life. It does nothing. So you don't have to take my word for it. You can take, if you don't want to, there are security professionals whose job it is to do this kind of thing. And they would just randomly sent this, you know, on Twitter and said, hey, would you mind taking a look at this? So it's not even like it's a government sanctioned, probe of the app or anything. This was, you know, completely ad hoc. And so, it's an unfortunate set of circumstances that landed this year. But hopefully, with me and others, and this program explaining to folks, you know, what the app actually does, hopefully more people will install it, especially if we're heading into a third wave.
Jan Vermeulen, we'll have to leave it there. Thanks for your time this afternoon. That's Jan Vermeulen, editor at large for mybroadband.co.za.